It's like if you have a cat.
Hours, years.
Years ago, I worked for a lumber yard, and they sent me to window factors. And I had to go through Wheeling, West Virginia.
Holy mackerel, it's 7 o'clock. Good evening, everyone, let's get this thing started.
A pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, yeah?
All right, let's start the meeting by accepting the meeting minutes from the board meeting from October 16th, which was last month's regular board meeting.
Roll call, Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Justin Bliss.
Aye. I make a motion to accept the work session minutes from October 23rd, 2023 as submitted.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Justin Bliss.
Aye. I make a motion to accept the meeting minutes from the November 13th special board meeting / public hearing for the 2023 preliminary town board budget as submitted.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Justin Bliss.
Aye. All right, new business. We have a reminder here of a year-end meeting. We will no longer be having a year-end board meeting as our new accounting software does not allow us to close out the bank statements since they have not been processed. Due to the holiday, the bank statements will not be generated until January 2nd. Going forward, all account transfers and year-end supervisor reports will be taken care of at our reorganization meeting. We need to schedule a reorganization meeting. How about January 8th? You have no reason why we can't do that, right?
What's for me?
It's the first Monday after the
New Year.
New Year, yeah, sorry.
So, eight.
Roll call, Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Did we make it at 7?
Oh, I'm sorry, did you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, at 7 o'clock.
But who seconded? Nick?
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call, Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. All right. Lyle, are you the representative from the planning board? I'm sorry, Nick, this is your baby.
Yeah, I added this.
Oh, okay.
Because
I'm sorry.
Earlier this year, when it was the former planning board member brought it to us about, after they went to a session about zoning, and asked what we were going to do with it, and so I was circling back and thought maybe the planning board could come up with the pros and cons for zoning and present it to us.
Right now we're going to start going discussing solar walls.
I think we ought to wait to see if Josh is here. If we don't have a majority of the town board that is interested in zoning, think it's putting the cart before the horse.
Well, we would just be having them do the research for us to see if we would want to proceed.
I'm just saying, I don't want zoning, so I think it'd be a waste of time to do it.
I think we need to look into it to protect us. There's been a lot of things with the windmills that people haven't liked, and if solar's coming next, we should at least do our due diligence. In the best interest. Doesn't mean we need to, but
I'd say my biggest problem with zoning is that we have land use restriction already. I guess we have the opposite version of it. Where with ordinances we're saying what isn't allowed, Whereas with zoning, you're saying what is allowed. So if you don't have it in the plan, it's not allowed. It gets very cumbersome and also very political to getting something passed. And there's a lot of things that I think should be allowed with property ownership that someone shouldn't have to go to a zoning board to ask for permission for. If we want to not allow something, I would be much more in favor of passing a new ordinance than bringing in zoning. I mean, I don't have a problem with Peter Sorge, but I think Peter's conflicted because he makes most of his money from zoning plans and helping developers get around zoning plans. So that's my take. Josh, what's yours?
I'm not really in favor of zoning, but they have mentioned it. Talked about it a little bit. No one seems in favor of it so far.
I think it would be best to wait until
the new year with the new board.
Yeah.
Okay. Just didn't want it to fall off the table. It was brought up to us.
Let's make sure it comes back on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll fight you again in the new year.
Well, not fight, man. It was brought to us, so, I want to make sure that we're...
The beer's supposed to be rolling over in the grave if I against this.
Well, I think I've heard that from several people throughout the town.
My dad's waiting for me
years.
Outside.
Beer?
No.
All right, Nick, was this your next bullet point?
Yeah, this came from me and Mindy had a discussion the other night, and with our supervisor,
superintendent,
whatever title you would like to have.
Right, but yeah, no, I'm not good with that.
Well,
could ask me first, but anyways, no, don't meet anybody yet. Let me see what happens.
Well, that's the problem. We should plan for
the worst.
The worst. Replace all those mailboxes.
I still want to hire us. Yeah, that's what's going to happen if you hire somebody that doesn't know what they're doing.
We don't
so
have to hire.
I would say with what we got and see if this works. I already talked to you guys about it. We'll see if it works. If it doesn't work, I'll hire a full time guy tomorrow.
Well, I just thought maybe if we had a sub that we had someone on call that you knew that kind of knew what they were doing. If someone had got sick or something and couldn't come in, we wouldn't
right. Be hurt. I could look into that, see if I could find somebody, but more right now it'd be more
of a hassle.
Yeah, because the guy's got to be able to run a wing. We don't have a wingman. He's got to run a wing, plow, truck, everything. I would say no on that, simply because, like I say, if this starts not working with three guys, oh, we're hiring another guy right away. This was going to be a trial thing. We're going to try this. We can get somebody in here because then maybe they can work into a full-time job when we need them. But I'd say there's a couple other towns with three guys. I'd say there's a couple towns that only have one guy. And then I would say, they're going to make it work somehow. So I would say, let's see if it works. With three guys.
Yeah, what about, I mean, how long until realistically you can drive, Jim? I mean, that's your shift in there.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Yeah, you ain't,
I got my dad my follow-up tomorrow. I don't know if they're going to tell me I can't lift weight at all, or if I can drive it. I would have drove myself here tonight, but it says right now in my medical thing, cannot drive, period. So if I have an accident, I'm screwed.
Is that rotator cuffs? Or?
No, it's my elbow.
Oh.
So it depends on what they let me, how much weight. It's 5 pounds, I can run a wing. It's just levers.
Is there a fire thing chirping?
Yeah,
it's been all day.
Yeah, because I mean, you guys got through the summer, I thought, pretty good with yourself and the three guys.
Yeah.
During the winter, I mean, I don't know who you get, because some of them that like is maybe unemployed or laid off for the season.
And then they're
probably not
going to
give up
their unemployment. So yeah, so you're gonna get somebody that doesn't know what they're doing.
How does unemployment work? Like, how long do you, if say someone comes in and works for a day here?
Yeah, I don't know how it works either. I've never been unemployed.
Is there anyone else here now?
That they take so much off your unemployment, you only get partial check.
So does it not, like, if they make $200 here and they were getting $800 from the state unemployment, do they?
God, that's good money from my.
All right, so well, say $400,
like $450 or something. I think they get for unemployment max or something like that.
But sometimes I know that, like, Aronson's and where my son worked, they did what's called work share. And they, like, got one day off a week, but they got paid unemployment for it. You know, they only worked 3 days a week and then got unemployment for the last two. It's called work share. It's a program.
I mean, I could call Roland, but I don't want to screw up because Roland is probably laid off or will be.
Right.
And he's run a plow truck.
I was just saying, they were predicting this massive storm.
Work share is separate from unemployment for the two different parts.
Yeah. Your unemployment goes by hours now. You don't, used to be if you worked part of a day, you lost a whole day. Now you have up to 10 hours and they don't knock you off. But it's in increments after that. You can work for like 10 hours and you don't lose any unemployment. You understand what I'm saying?
I can check into this more, but yeah, he's sick. He's the first person I called Roland. I'm sure he's getting laid off. He always did, and he went back to the same company. He's getting laid off. He's already on a plow truck. Right. So if he's laid off and can do this and still work
and not screw
his unemployment, he'd probably say, yeah, I'm in.
Right. Like, you know, he might not need him, but one day a week, anyways, it might be perfectly fine for him.
It'd be great if you don't have to hire back. I don't want to hire back. If you can get your work done during the summer without a fourth person, I'd like to do that.
That's right. I'd like to try it first.
I know the full time guys would like their overtime.
Oh, exactly.
Right. But the other thing is that we had an incident, you know, where someone had a family emergency last year, and the other guy forgot that he wasn't supposed to be drinking.
That's what I'm for. But hopefully this.
Yeah, but you're not a bell.
Well,
so
hopefully it is. Come on.
We just can't have a lapse like that.
No, I don't. But like I say, hopefully within a couple of weeks, I'm good to go. It just depends on how much weight limit they put me on. All I got to run is the levers on the right hand. Everything got some automatic, no shift. So
can you reach out to Roland?
Yeah, definitely can talk to him and see what. Tell them to come up with something, see what you can do, and then.
I know Alan Neiman's laid off right now.
But just like you say, I just don't want to take over time away from them guys, because that's what they did this for, and that's why we did this. We had meetings, trust me, the four of us, and talked about it.
Yeah, we might do that.
I know why we did it, but.
Because we're one of the only towns that ever had, we don't know overtime, almost none. We're the two ships. But. I dropped a guy, it's going to make up for that money easily, and then some. So that's why we did this, thinking, let them get their overtime.
We don't want to attack that or anything. It's more of family emergencies. You know, we don't want to put the other guys in a bind if someone's sick.
Hopefully they have a MRI and have a truck. Let's see. I'll let you know.
Alright. So, adding a light to the front of the building.
Over here to the left as you go out by the flagpole, this corner here is kind of dark by the entrance.
Okay.
To add, to just so the cameras pick up better and we can see better out there at night, eliminate the shadows. And should we put a better light on the flagpole? Because it's okay.
Where's this?
Right here?
Oh, so there's an actual light on the flag?
Yeah.
I guess I never observed it.
Yeah, there's supposed to be.
Yeah. Since we did it at the cemetery, fresh over here.
Alright, let's just. It's got to be an awfully small project. We don't have to get three bids.
No, it's just.
Jeff, you need to come over and take a look at it.
Yeah. Who does all
business, the employee handbook, we need to set up a work session for that, probably just an hour before our next board meeting. There's, Mr. Ferkel sent us over his suggested changes, so.
6 o'clock on December 18th?
Oh, I'm in the wrong month. Yeah.
Work session on December 18th at 6. Make the motion.
I just need a motion.
Motion. Second.
Okay. All right, roll call. Josh Cutler?
Aye.
Nick Morgan?
Aye.
Dustin Bliss?
Aye.
Excuse me, was that 6 p.m.?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Jimmy, you got truck bids?
Well, we got two, and one didn't have a body yet included.
Can we assume?
Volvo came right out, gave me everything right off the bat, and got it all done. I'm sure it's $290,000. I'm betting that's $10,000 high because I can drop it because they always give us a pump. Nobody else does, and I'm sure he didn't figure that in because he never does. The only other truck bid I got was
Western Star.
Western Star truck, and they bid on the truck and not the body. So I really got nothing yet. This is still a year away.
Yeah,
the only reason we're doing this is that we need to get it done to lock in the price. To lock in the price because of the pollution control upgrades, but that cost a fortune. So this needs to be done, and we have to have the truck okayed by next year. But I have a bid from Volvo. That's why I go with. They're always the cheapest one on the line, especially after you take the $8,000 off of the pump. But I have a bid from them. As they say, I didn't get a ton of bids. I think we're still jumping the gun. I just mentioned that we need to get this locked in. You can do it on the Kent County bid. That's what this one's off from.
The Volvo.
Yes, it's off the Kent County bid, and every truck company and every body company is on that Kent County bid. And you don't have to bid it. You just go there and say, give me your truck with this body. And they'll hand it to you tomorrow. I don't know why I had trouble with Western Star. He's got the truck, but he doesn't have the body yet. But there is a change. There, the guy that was our salesman here ran for Highway Super at Amherst and got it. So now he's not working there anymore, so now they're having troubles getting bids from Viking. I really didn't like the last Bailey Fad body we got. And Sincon is a better body, but they're way outrageously priced.
What don't you like about the Viking box?
I don't, but I do like it.
That's you don't like the Bailey Fad?
I don't like the Bailey Fad. The week in the back, we got a bench knees tailgate twice a year. Got a bent back in his shape because it blows out in the middle and then the one A's will fall right through it and spread down the road before you even get to the job. Gonna bend that tailgate constantly.
So how much more is the Viking and the Bailey Fad?
They're about the same. But the Viking handles it a lot better.
Do we have both out here now?
Yes. The Viking is, or the Bailey Fad is on Schmitty's truck, the oldest one.
Okay.
That's leaving. And both of the other ones have Viking.
That seems pretty self-evident.
Right. Well, to go to the Viking, but the truck is the big thing. And they say Volvo usually beats everybody's bid once you take the $8,000 off the bottom. But it's $290,000. And that's before, they said it's going to go up probably roughly $30,000 for the.
We just had to lock in this price by the end of this year, right?
Yes. We need to get it. I'll get you more bids for the next meeting.
Let's just get it from the county.
We can do that. I'm good with it. I take the Volvo today.
They
all run good, they're fine, and then I just call him tomorrow and say, because you can take it off that, the Kent County bid it's called. I don't know why it's Kent County, it's not from here. But it's the Kent County bid, and all the truck companies are locked in, body companies are locked in, you can just pick it. You don't have to bid them in.
All right.
So if it was me, I'd stick with that. I'd take the Volvo, and I could call him tomorrow and say, let me know what's the deal with the pump, because they always conclude the pump, and it's... It didn't say anything in there about it.
And what about this loader bid?
Loader, there is no bid. I don't even know where that came from. I missed the last meeting, but
There's no loader bid.
You guys, you wanted some information for the loader. That was what you said.
Yeah. No, this is, yeah, there's no bid. The loader we have, the Hitachi, is up to its 3-year deal. We had a 3-year deal signed with Hitachi. They'll give us a brand new loader. Take this one, give us a brand new one for $36,000. And then there's a...
Do we have that in writing?
Yes. And there's, but there is, in the writing, there's for improvements. So it might be as much as $40,000, but that loader's 3 years old. We get a brand new one for $40,000.
So we need to get, we need to get something from Boschman.
Then I got to talk to them and see if they'll sign that paper again. They can do it for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. We had the deal right along. I kept asking them. We actually had, this is their second one of these. Yeah. We actually updated it in 1 year. Because in 1 year, they would do it for $12,000. And it ended up being 14, I think, with the improvements. So it was $14,000, and we got for getting loaded 2 years in a row. Well, now this one has been here. They're having a hard time getting them. That's what we need. That's the only, it's not a bid. I just want to know if you guys want to get that loader, which we're stupid if we don't. $36,000.
We need to know if we're going to honor that deal.
They will. Oh, I already talked to them. I already told them, get me one. Get me a loader ready, because I said, there's no way.
Yeah, they need to give us some writing what the price is going
to
be.
Okay, I'll talk to them tomorrow, too, and I'll call them and tell them need something in writing saying that we're good. We've got to lock it in. It'll be November 1st. But there'll be no bids. It's just trading this Hitachi for another Hitachi. Same machine, same size, same everything. Only you got to pay a little extra for improvements, whatever they did in the 3 years to make a better machine.
Right. We just need to have the numbers.
I will do that. I'll call him tomorrow and say, what can we do? I need numbers, solid numbers for
make sure
the next meeting.
Is good with the numbers. And then we can.
She's good with as long as the truck is in 25. Right? I talked to her today. Truck's in 25, loaders next year. She's all good. Then the lawnmower is bids. I got two. The issue is the broom. Nobody has one of the broom. So John Deere will trade us trade straight up deal. You guys can do this. It's like $40,000 for brand new and just buying it straight out with our trade. You're giving us 12 on a trade. Have to look at the numbers a little better, find another page. But it's $40,000 without the trade. $41,000. That's cab, snowblower, lawnmower, or more deck, and broom. Nobody has a broom. I said I called Ford, they don't have broom.
Wait a minute, John Deere's own lift broom?
John Deere and or this Ventrac, which is a nice machine.
Is that the one that's like, is that the one that like, is it like a Steiger?
Yeah, it's like split in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice machine. We want to look at it at a trade show. But that's $50,000. I can find out in a hurry. But this one, like I say, John Deere's 41. And the trade value, I think, was 12.
They gave us 12,000 for them.
For the one out there, I wouldn't take a chance sending it to
Washington. I think that's a pretty good price.
$12,300. And I talked to Jess about the money on this too. She says it's all there for either one. But she goes, she'd rather have John Deere because it leaves her a little leeway. Because that one would take, that one's done. She says, we got no money if she does that. That's what she, that was her words. But I got the final page here. They're giving us $12,300 for our machine and all the goodies. And then it'll cost us $28,000, $664.74 to get the new one with a cab. That's the only difference. It's brand new when we get a cab because of the snowball.
That's four-wheel drive, too, right?
Yes, and it does a fine job. We only need the two mowers. We need a zero turn. That does 90% of the work because it's so fast. And then we need the four-wheel drive because of all the steep hills we do. And then we also sweep the sidewalks. That's why I need the broom.
Don't you snowblow the driveway? I mean,
sidewalks
with that?
Yep. And that's why. So if you wanted to update that one, that'd be fine. I think the zero turn would be great for another year or so. And that would need to be updated too, probably. And they're expensive. They're way worse than these. But we just did a ton of work for that.
They give you a contract that was under
the
John Deere for pricing?
No, it was New York State. They all both are. And like I said, the Ventrac, this is a machine.
It's probably worth $50,000, but I don't think we should pay you.
I've had mixed reviews at the schools over.
You could put a 96-inch deck on the thing.
Weighs too much for it.
Yeah. And what's happening? So I don't know. Yeah, I just got that one. It was the only one that had a berm. Went to a trade show and they said they had a berm on one. I said, oh, give me a price on that. $53,000. Where the John Deere is 40, whatever it told you, 40, 41, plus 12.3 off if we just trade in. Which I say, I don't know. I wouldn't take a chance with me. You guys can do what you want to do. If you want me to keep it, try to sell it outright, you can. But $12,300,
I wouldn't give you $12,000 for that one.
What's that?
I wouldn't give you
$12,000. No, and it's got, yeah, so the Berman, it's got a lot of attachments and stuff. I don't think it's worth more than that either. So I just trade it.
Lyle, what do you think it's worth?
But that's up to you.
You flip one.
And what's that?
So, 23 horse down here. Not a lot.
So, I make a motion to buy the John Deere lawnmower.
Second. With the trade?
Yes,
with the trade.
Roll call, Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. Seeing that we were old business, do we have any public comments?
Denise Willard.
Did anyone hear about the, how the New York State Supreme Court Appellate Division's Fourth Judicial Department has issued their ruling in the quarantine lawsuit against Governor Hochul and her Department of Health, and they ruled against the will of the people. So what that means is that either Bobby Ann Cox, George Borrello, Lawler, and Teague have to take it to the next step in Albany. That's if they'll hear the case, or we'll have isolation and quarantine camps here in New York State. I attended the, was September 9th, I think, up in Rochester when they went to the, when Bobby Ann Cox represented the appeal. And so right now, I'm suggesting that the town do a resolution in opposition of this, because there, for 70 years, there's been a law on the books in New York State with regards to communicable diseases. And it was this law was introduced through the back door of the Department of Health and Governor Hochul. And it had gone through the legislature, but it always got tossed out. Because with this one, they don't have to tell you what communicable disease you have, what the plan is, anything like that. You can look it up at George Borrello and Lawler and Teague, and the lawyer's name is Bobby Ann Cox.
How do you spell that?
Her last name?
No, the first name.
Bobby, B-O-B-B-I-E.
Bobby Ann Cox.
Yes. And the one on the books that has been there for 70 years, they had to name the communicable disease that you had. There had to be a plan and where you would go for that plan, whether it would be in home or whatever. With this new one that was brought through the back door of the Department of Health and the New York Codes, Rules, and Regulations, there's no such thing. And this lawsuit was brought on by, it was Borrello, Teague, Lawler, and the group Uniting New York State. No, that's Chris Assemblyman Chris Tague, T-A-G-U-E, and Congressman Mike Lawler. I have the, if you guys wanted the email, I could forward the email with the ruling to you.
Can you forward that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes,
and then, if you want to help craft that, Denise, a resolution.
What? I don't, what would I take, like an old one from with the gas stove and the...
I don't know.
I was just going to ask, does George have something in his office that they can forward? Because a lot of times they do that. They have a resolution that they hand out to each town and say, can
oh,
you please...
Oh, they may, yeah.
Could you ask?
This,
or I could ask them.
I got
know.
This late last night.
Okay.
So
if you have something, or I could ask his office too, it doesn't matter, just so we can get a resolution for next meeting.
Okay. All right. I will do that. I will forward this. This is, this newsletter that I'm forwarding to you comes right from Bobby Ann Cox.
Can you forward it to me as well, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Any other public comment?
No, there's no way.
This is just clerk, right? It's not
yep, clerk, just clerk. Yep.
I move for acceptance of all reports and communications as submitted.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I'm going to write down the amounts. Do you have them?
Yeah. Make the motion to approve general voucher number 208 through 268 for the amount of $26,393.31 and the yearly amount of $148,476.04.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye.
Make the motion to approve highway voucher number 109 through 126 for the monthly total of $55,040.97, the yearly total of
$648,788.53.
Second.
Roll call, Josh
Cutler. Aye. Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye.
Make the motion to approve Lighting District voucher number 11 for a total of $237.16 for the month, yearly total of $2,944.93. So
second.
Roll call, Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
I make a motion to approve the Arcade Fire District voucher 101 for the 2023 fire district amount of $85,066.
Second.
All right. Roll call, Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I move to adjourn at 7:33.
Second.
He does have a thing up on his website.
Oh, he has a resolution.
I don't know if it's a resolution, government overreach.
Okay. I'll look at it and see. Roll call, Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.